The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Let me go to a quick email from Claire. Claire, what does Claire want to say? There's a little note to thank, commend and acknowledge how impressive the Irish people have been for 2020. I'm a midwife on a busy labour ward in a big Dublin hospital and have been working throughout, taking extra shifts to cover gaps whenever I could. My lovely sister, meanwhile, as a teacher, was amazing throughout. Sharon, she took my three smaller children, sometimes overnight, whenever I needed. Homeschooled them, minded them, often quieting their fears of where I was and what I was facing. They didn't like hearing the COVID-19 figures. We listened to a lot of RTE Gold on the radio to avoid them. My oldest son, awaiting his college start, and my husband were also working throughout as retail and delivery staff. Anyway, my lovely sister, who's been stellar this year, is having a birthday soon. And as it turns out, it's just gone by. And I'd love if you could give her a mention on Monday morning. Oh, so it was a birthday on Saturday. Yeah, okay. She has no idea that I couldn't do all I do if I didn't have her as my backup. Thank you from Claire. Claire, you're welcome. And Sharon has been helping out. This is a tale of our times. This is an amazing story. Congratulations. And we have good news for you because the Arnott's people have just been on, arnott's.ie, to say, give her a Max Benjamin hamper with lavender diffusers and hand sanitizer and hand cream. They're worth 100 quid. But also a Waterford Crystal hamper with a cocktail shaker, a pitcher, hurricane glasses worth 500 euro. You're going to be drinking happily cocktails from beautiful glasses, and you will be smelling like a goddess. Congratulations. That's a nice spirit of Christmas. Arnott's.ie if you want to find out more about those products, but definitely a lovely story, and a happy Christmas to Claire and to Sharon. You're celebrating being sisters in what feels like the bleak midwinter, as Lane says, but it is indeed the beginning of brighter days ahead, which is exactly what the world needs just right now. Bernadette's on the phone. Good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. Did you want to say thank you to somebody?
I really did. There's two people.
Yeah.
I've never gone and done it like this. But anyway.
That's okay. That's okay. Take
Friday,
your time.
On Friday, I was driving up from Kildare to bring my mum to an appointment, a doctor's appointment. And my car broke down. It's a Skoda with a lot of miles on it, like 256,000. But anyway, it broke down and no problem. So it broke down, but I knew I needed to get my mum to her appointment. So this man happened to be pulled in to deliver a package to somebody within a housing estate.
Okay.
And he pulled in to drop off the package. And then I said to him, is there any chance while you have the car running that you'd bring myself and my mum to her doctor's appointment? My car just broke down over there.
Yes.
So he thought, yeah, that's grand. That's no problem. He said, sure. And we had two masks on. His mum had two masks. I had two masks. He had his mask. Everything was good. So I said, thanks very much. The car looked lovely.
Yeah.
So he said to me, what kind of a car have we got? And I said, a Skoda. And I said, it's absolutely brilliant. It never breaks down. And he goes, no, I agree. They're great. So then he turned something on his car.
Yeah.
And it looked like a 20-inch television in the middle of the...
This is his car?
It's a car.
What sort of a car is he driving? A DeLorean?
No, wait here.
Go on.
So then I said to him, oh, Jesus, I said, sure, that's great. You can see where you're going. That's brilliant. So I said, that's a great start, Nav. So then through the conversation then, he said, this car is actually electric. And I said, oh, God, that's great. Now, do you have trouble getting it charged, and you know, do you have a PowerPoint at home and everything? Yeah. And he goes, no, I have a PowerPoint at home, but it was a Tesla, Ryan.
Ah, for goodness sake. Johnny Millionaire going around giving lifts like the guardian angel.
Giving a lift.
Oh, Bernadette.
It's not the loveliest thing, but wait, it doesn't end there.
Come on, you've got about 30 seconds, so you've got to give me the fast version.
Okay, so then the next, so I get in, then I come out of the thing, the doctor's appointment.
Sure.
And another lovely woman gave us a lift back to my broken car.
Okay.
And she said to me, I'll drop your mammy home, I'll drop you back to the car. You know how kindness is currency for the soul, right?
Oh,
and that's why people are doing it.
Beautiful way of putting it.
That's why people are doing it.
Hey, Arnott's are on. You're getting a big hamper of Clarins and Baxter Story with loads of Achill Island fudge and lots of you know, dressings and mince pies and exfoliators and shampoos and showers from Ireland. Right. Happy Christmas, Bernadette, to you and your mum and everybody.
You deserve it, not me.
Yeah, you can do what you want with it, but it's a lovely story.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.